Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, things looking good in Joburg and Pretoria, but you can expect some delays in Pretoria due to traffic lights out in Paul Kruger and Lavender, and in the area around the Wanderers Stadium, Illovo specifically, Corlett Drive, Bompas, all very busy due to the SA20 cricket match on the go.
In Pretoria, the mayor of Tswane, Nasipi Moya, and her deputy, Eugene Modise, paid a visit to the Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant today. It's meant to treat sewage water and supply to households in Hammanskraal. Here's what she had to say.
What we are not sure of is whether this water would be drinkable, not without phase 2 and phase 3. So what we have started working on now is the issue of financing phase 2, and what it talks to is increasing the capacity of this plant to accommodate the areas that are supposed to be fed.
Then to the Middle East, Egypt says a Gaza truce deal must begin without delay. This after mediators announced that Israel and Hamas had reached an agreement. The Israeli cabinet is yet to vote on accepting the deal, which is expected to happen a bit later today. Meanwhile, Egypt also says it's ready to host a Gaza reconstruction conference. Speaking to international matters, here's Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria with news from the business front.
Markets in Europe ended the day in green territory, with the standout performer being the French CAC, which traded almost 2% higher at the close. The strong movement is thanks to the surge in luxury stocks on the back of Richemont's sales figures today. LVMH closed 7% higher, while Hermès closed 4.6% higher.
He adds that they're not the only ones who had a good day.
Another standout sector was the semiconductor industry on the back of TSMC's stellar results. The company reported net income growth of 57% on a year-on-year basis. Companies connected to the semiconductor industry performed well, with ASML closing 3% higher in the Netherlands, while Lam Research traded 3.7% higher in the US.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 Rand 78, a euro 19 Rand 35, and a pound 22 Rand 98. Gold is trading at $2,719.67 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $81.18 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with action live from the Bullring, where the Joburg Super Kings chose to field after winning the toss against the Pretoria Capitals, and it's going pretty well for them so far. After 13 and a half overs, the score is sitting at 89-5, so 5 wickets down for the side from the capital city. That means that Liam Livingston and Jimmy Neesham are the men at the crease on 15 and 11 runs respectively. So far, Kyle Verena, the top scorer there with just 39 runs, so still quite a way to go, but not looking good at the early stages of that game. Pakistan will look to formidable spin duo Norman Ali and Sajid Khan to torment the visitors when the West Indies play their first test in the country for 19 years from tomorrow onwards. Pakistan capitalized on their home advantage when England came in October, tailoring pitches for slow bowling to snap a painful winless streak with a 2-1 victory. And seeking to build on their positives from the FA Cup results over the weekend, struggling Premier League duo Manchester United and Southampton square off at Old Trafford later tonight. The two teams meet for the first time since September last year, when the Red Devils secured a 3-0 victory over the Saints at St. Mary's. Here is coach Ruben Amorim.
He changed the way he sees himself. More than what I'm, because I believe a lot in Harry. I think I said this when we signed the new contract. You can say the new contract, that he needs to improve on the pitch and outside the pitch. And you can see the way he plays now is different because he believes.
Yeah, that's Coach Ruben Amorim talking about Harry Maguire, and also agreeing with the Sherpa Rob Forbes there that it's not too late to start your career as a good defender. Ruan Nokia.
I was going to say, says the guy who's the Tottenham supporter, but anyway.
Hey, we are still above Manchester United. I said it's a bottom of the table clash. Ruan Nokia is eager to.